The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, Liberty Tower, you all, it's checkerboard time again. You read us on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Purina makes them beat it right along.
So the good folks over at the Live It Up podcast, that would be Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone and Daniel Brewer, decided in their in the goodness of their hearts to begin a fund, a charitable drive, if you will, a telethon of sorts. They decided that rather than having me be without my beloved vodka and my beloved food, that I should stop Nutrisystem. And the main reason I'm on Nutrisystem is in order to lose enough weight to fit into my fat suit, because I'm morbidly obese, and I actually super morbidly obese, and I just want to fit into my morbidly obese suit. And instead of doing that, they want me to just go out and buy a big fat suit and can start eating and drinking again. And through the goodness of their hearts, they came up with a concept that you should donate. You should go to my site and donate money in order for me to buy a suit.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Morbidly obese. Actually, super morbidly obese. Telethon of sorts.
And maybe I could say, for this Labor Day, roll them!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat Boy, and this is episode 48, Fotisep. LBFO for Monday, the 7th of
September
2026. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all want to tell you all about my weekend and a little trip down memory lane, Big Fatty. Tote Borders, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all in the U.S. of A, it is Labor Day, not spelled with a U. Many folks have the day off. Not as many as that used to be, but bedrocks of Labor Day weekend was the Jerry Lewis telethon. Y'all, it started out at Caesar's Palace out there in Las Vegas, and over the years, it just became less and less of a big deal, and they ended up at, I think it was the South End Casino. At the very far end, away from, I mean, even further south than the Luxor and Mandalay Bay and all those, just way on down there. The Jerry Lewis, his last telethon was in 2010. And then the MDA, Muscular Dystrophy Association, they continued it until about 2015, and then they no Big Fatty. They no longer wanted to walk through the storm with their head held high. That's true. People of a certain age, to include the old gal, y'all, you heard the old gal at the beginning of today's little show, believe it or not, I had this opening for today's little show, already planned out and everything. And y'all, on Saturday, on Saturday, on the Super Saturday Morning Show, y'all, they did a segment on the history of the Jerry Lewis telethon. And y'all, I immediately thought of the old gal, because we, in one of our chats on the end of the bar, probably, we talked about how that was just, y'all, this was a time when the TV machine, y'all, right after the Johnny Carson show, they would play the national anthem and they'd go to a test pattern. But y'all, Labor Day weekend, yes, Big Fatty, back in the black and white days, it's true. Labor Day weekend, Jerry Lewis would start, I want to say that he started midday on Sunday, and it ran until 6 p.m. in the evening on Monday. And y'all, they raised money, and that that Francie 57 of the Jerry Lewis telethon, that's that Ed McMahon, yes, McFaddy, he would run the tote board. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show, and y'all, it just brought back memories. So I sent the clip to the old gal via a textimonium, and y'all, you're not going to believe the response I got. And I won't tell it all, but she writes and says, as I write this, Myron, y'all, and she did write, Myron and I are in a car being taken to JFK to catch our flight home after 45 days away on our cruise. Thank you for thinking of me, my dear friend. That means so much to me. I miss that telethon, and I miss it too. But y'all, can you believe they were having a telethon to get her a morbidly obese suit years ago, and y'all, here she is getting off a cruise. She's been away from Walnut Hills for 45 days, y'all. My response to that was, 45 days, that truly is a cruise of a lifetime.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 7th of
September,
we have not one, but two, I say two, anniversaries. Y'all, I'm not sure. That may not be true. It may be that these two anniversaries are today because it's Labor Day, not spelled with a U. But y'all, the first, y'all, the double dippers themselves, y'all, they'll be back on the 20th of this month for another one. But y'all, it is the observed anniversarium of none other than that Holly and Sarge out there in the Denver Big Lady. We love Holly and Sarge, we do. And y'all, then the second anniversarium, y'all, it is the anniversarium of my Northeast Straight becoming ruined. Y'all, that's when the Game Night gals gave up the ghost and he came to the BFO. Big Fatty, poor thing. So y'all, if you see Holly or my Northeast Straight Daddy, wish him something. I don't know what we should wish him, but something.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 7th of
September,
y'all, we have not one but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he is, I want to say he's out there in the Arizona, I'm not 100% sure about that. He used to be one of the folks with the GFN, was it GFN or was it It's All About Meh? Y'all, I'm not sure. I think it's the GFN General, but it may not be. So, anyway, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only No-No Dan. Big Ready, we love No-No Dan, despite who he's affiliated with. It's true. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all just saw him a couple of weeks ago at the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend. He goes back to the days of y'all, by the way, I'll tell you, I'm gonna do it right now. That Gail and King, y'all on their Ruination the early years, y'all, they went back to November of 2009, y'all, and they reported that that was the month that closed. Y'all couldn't believe it. Just couldn't believe it. Lots of interesting things in that podcast. Y'all, that was the year that Big Fatty was nominated. I was in the top 10 of the homosexual podcast. Y'all was nominated for a podcast award. Yes, Big Fatty, you didn't win it. Just like the gayish boys, it's true. So, the person I'm talking about, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Big Dick. Big Fatty, we love Big Dick. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see No-No Dan or Big Dick on the social medias or the grin doctor or the scruff or anyway, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday to you.
Dick, I see y'all. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright Little Show. And of course, y'all, the big doings was Thursday night when it was time for the Big Brother. And y'all, it was the live eviction, and it was this that 1,000th show, or was that last week? I don't remember, but anyway, I think it was last week. Y'all, I believe the net has just arrived here at the villa, but I'm not sure. But yes, the net has arrived. But Big Brother was, they had the battle back, and y'all, that Rick Devins, I was terribly, terribly upset that he won the battle back and took him, the blockbuster, and took himself off the block. And y'all, then they sent the older woman, Lala, to Big Fatty, to Shady Pines. Well, I guess so. But anyway, and y'all, then Friday night was the Big Brother unlocked, and it was the 1,000th episode, because you know the Big Brother unlocked. They were celebrating their 10th episode.
Big Fatty, that's something, isn't it?
But y'all, I'm all discombobulated here because before the Big Brother came on, y'all, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Yes, do that a little bit more. Oh, y'all, let me tell you, y'all, I get this message, or tell me about this special chaya. And I said, well, you know, and I explained it and everything. And y'all, so he says, well, I'd like to come over and try that out. I said, well, thank you for calling. And y'all, like I say, this is a brand new gentleman caller, y'all, and he's only he lives in an apartment complex up close to the Big Circle, so he's very close by, y'all. He got here. Y'all, he's 25 years old. He is 6'2", 190. His ginger. Yes, Big Fatty, not the ginger buyout. No, he's got red hair and some facial hair. And y'all, some of the biggest legs I have ever seen. He played college soccer. Big Fatty! And y'all, needless to say, he was coming by just to enjoy the special chair. Well, y'all, there ended up being special chaya-ing and some bobo honking and some humpity bumpity. And y'all, needless to say, there was a wet cleanup on Big Fatty's chin. Oh, Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. Y'all, and I told him, he seemed very satisfied. And I said, well, you know, if you wanna do this again sometime, just let me know. I said, I'm not gonna. Bother you about getting together again, because, you know, I'm 70 years old. He goes, okay, Big Fatty. Y'all, he left, and y'all, I just had to sit down for a minute and regain my senses, and my composure. That's it, my composure. And y'all, I just gotta tell you, if he never comes back again, that's okay, because y'all, that will be an excellent trip down memory lane that Big Fatty ain't gonna forget anytime soon. Y'all, I'm gonna have to stop it there and tell you about the rest of the weekend tomorrow. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Labor, no you, day, if you're here in the U.S. of A, and if you have that day off. Big Fatty has a Labor Day off. Yes, Big Fatty, every day is Labor Day for you, it's true. And so y'all, one last thing about the 25-year-old redhead. Y'all, you know, sometimes when people come and experience or have fun, you know, afterwards they'll just block you. But y'all, he did not do that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal. And old gal, want to tell us about your cruise?
Morbidly obese. Actually, super morbidly obese. Telethon of sorts.
And maybe I could say, for this Labor Day, roll them.
The hell is that? That's the old gal doing something.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yeah!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.